Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Well, good morning to all of you. And welcome to those of you who are here with us in the cathedral, and welcome to all of you who are joining us from home via television, radio, internet, and social media. Praying this day is off to a great start for you, and praying you had a wonderful 4th of July yesterday. We come offering praise and thanks to God, and we invite you to join us by singing and downloading our order of worship from our webpage at cccathedral.com. All in all, my dear family, we know that we can come to the Lord when we are burdened and things are weighing heavily on us. That's what the gospel reminds us of this day. So therefore, to begin our time of prayer, let us seek pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear family, I simply share with you a review. You know, all of us are aware of check gauges that are now installed in cars. They remind you of one thing: you're running low on fuel. But it's up to you to make the determination as to whether or not you're going to pay attention to it. It's not going to make you stop and refuel. It's simply reminding you that you're running low on fuel. And yet you see the gas station there, but you are so determined, because you know better than your car, that you need to get to where you need to get to. And I know that I have X number of miles that this thing will give me. But how often we forget how many miles we've already gone since the light came on. And we're still determined to keep going and going. And then finally, you reach the moment where, perhaps, you didn't make it. And then you get angry. Why are you mad? It's your fault. You were warned miles ago. But you chose to think that you knew better than your own car. But your car, what you paid for, by the way, to make sure that you are always in check, tried to do what was best for you. Remind you, you're running low. Pull over. There's also all these other lights that come on. Sometimes you'll see the little light that says the engine or has the little image of the engine. And you know there's something wrong with your car, something more than just needing more fuel. How much longer do we run that vehicle before we actually take it in, thinking we know more than what we actually do? All in all, in these times that we have been challenged in so many ways and continue to be challenged, I wonder how many of us are running low on fuel, but how many of us are still too stubborn to stop and refuel, but with the right fuel? You see, there was a point in time before, you know, some of you who are much younger, you know, were even in the world. There was a point in time where you had regular gas and unleaded gas, and then you had diesel. You know, obviously, diesel, ooh, that's dangerous for a regular car. But back then, regular was bad for the cars that were only meant for unleaded. And unleaded was bad for those cars that were simply meant to run on regular. Regular's now gone. It's a thing of the past, you know? But you can still mess up your car, although you can't because the hose is different when you're trying to stick it into your car. Now, if you really pressure it in, then I guess you could do it. But that's how stubborn you are. But the thing is, you know what kind of fuel your car needs and what kind of fuel will damage it. No different than what kind of oil your car needs and what kind of oil can damage it. And so it is with this vehicle that God has entrusted to you. There is so much out there that wants to fuel you with its garbage, its junk. It does, but it's only going to hurt this vehicle, and it's never going to satisfy it. If anything, it'll cause it to break down over and over and over and over again. And you see, my dear family, Jesus reminds you and me, the only way you're going to be able to constantly shout for joy, as the Old Testament passage reminds us of, is that if you come to Him and accept His invitation to sit with Him. For He knows that you are burdened. He knows that things pressure you. He knows things aren't what you would have been hoping they could be today. Sure, this 2020 year is going to be always remembered, no question about it. But what are you going to remember about it? How it took away from you? Or are you going to remember how you were strong enough to persevere through it? I hope you remember more that you were strong enough to persevere through it and realize that because of the one that was with you, you were able to withstand everything that came our way and be even stronger than what you once were. These are just challenges and circumstances. But my dear family, we have to remember, we just can't think of a COVID. Because you have to remember all these people who are still suffering from cancer and how that's also on a rise. These people who suffer from diabetes. These people who have to constantly go in and have their blood cleaned in dialysis. You and I don't know the day-to-day pressures that people are under. Those of you who are healthy, praise God. Do what you have to do to stay that way. Interiorly and exteriorly. But you see, many of these who go through the physical, you know, treatments and physical sufferings, the only way they get through it is interiorly they are strong. They are fueled with the right fuel that reminds them that the Lord is with them. Because I've sat with them, and I assure you, I'm not teaching them anything. If anything, they are teaching me what true faith really is when you have to endure so much. And that is a lesson to you and me as well, that with the right fuel, you'll stay on that road. With that, all of that that is good that comes from God, He will keep you together. Yes, physically speaking, we're all falling apart, okay? That's a given. But we don't fall apart completely because of the Spirit willing and the Spirit being strong and the Spirit realizing what we can do together, physically and spiritually being your person. So my dear family, this day, come to the Lord, accept His invitation, and rejoice because He's inviting you. Praise be to God that He has kept everything from the wise and the learned and has revealed it to the childlike. And that's the key. You have to remember you're a child of the Lord. You're not an adult of the Lord. There's no such thing. You are a child of the Lord. And when you realize that, you'll trust Him to come and be fed by Him. You'll trust Him that what He gives you is going to strengthen you. You'll trust Him that when He tells you, give me what you're carrying, you will give it to Him so that you will be free to breathe, to live, and to keep going. And to keep living the way you're meant to, in the freedom of being a child of the Lord. May you and I accept His invitation, and may we do everything possible to always accept that invitation, realizing it's simply an invitation of love, of you, and care of you that He will always have in His heart. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, let us come before God with all our needs and all our burdens, for we are promised that they will be lightened.
For Christians around the world who are suffering from persecution, that they be kept safe from harm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
that peace may be proclaimed in our country, both within and without, as we celebrate the anniversary of our independence this weekend, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from drug addiction and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may come to the assistance of others in need, helping to make their yoke easy and their burden light, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Julio R. Gomez, Frank Garza Jr., Kathy Patterson, and for special intentions of Mario Perez, Raul G. Castillo, Alia G. Silvas, as they celebrate their birthdays, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord our God, you are gracious and merciful, good to all and compassionate toward all you have created. Listen to these prayers that we make to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Together with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you joining us from home or wherever you may be this day, let us together offer the prayer for spiritual communion that you may enter with our Lord. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us stand in prayer. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been replenished by such great gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a reminder, my dear family, the tithing and offertory aspect of the Mass takes place as you leave, so please acknowledge the baskets that are there next to the ushers, and we do want to encourage you to please continue to tithe. Of course, I know the difficulties of the days that we are in, but the tithing to the parish is of great importance. So please, if I've forgotten to announce it in times past, so that has been my fault, and so it was embedded into my head today to make sure and announce that. So please stop by the baskets. The ushers will help you there. And those of you at home, again, though you may not be with us physically, we are only able to come to you through the media by the gift of your tithing from home. So please take time to see where you can help and how you can help, and we greatly appreciate that as well. And then there's also online giving. Just go to our webpage, cccathedral.com, and just scroll down a little bit. You'll see it right there in the middle, online giving, and then you just click, and it takes you wherever it takes you, because I haven't tried it. So, but maybe you have. But all in all, so thank you again for that, and let us continue to keep each other afloat in these times that are very challenging. But let's do what we're told to do. Well, let's wear our mask and be faithful about that wherever we go. And of course, don't go anywhere you don't have to go. And of course, just respect each other and pray for each other as well. And again, I hope and pray we all had a wonderful 4th of July yesterday. No fireworks display for me. You know, it was quiet here. Very dead, literally. But it was okay. But praying that you have a wonderful Sunday and a very, very blessed week. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. And have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, all of you. And let's join in singing America the Beautiful. Let's sing all three verses before we go.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.